Hey, gang, this is Cole, the Madman Steve, Snake Eyes Jeff, right here on the Power Rock Podcast Show. Rocking the fuck right out.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from any mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock. Friends, we got it all, and today is no different, because I have on the line heavy metal guitarist and songwriter, Mr. Cole the Madman Stevens of Snake Eye 7. Cole, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, buddy. Thank God. Glad to be here, Jimbo. I'm ready to rock with all you and all your fans.
Man, I appreciate it. You know, Cole, first of all, I need to give a shout out to Bill Chavis.
Absolutely, brother. He's our number one guy, man. He's been with us for a long time. He's made Snake Eye 7 what it is, and love the guy. Just love him.
You know, can I be totally honest with you? I mean, I've been around music a long time, and if it was not for Bill, I would not I've heard of Snake Eye 7, and I'm being honest and I'm being humble. However, man, unbelievable tunes, man. I mean, you guys are just kick-ass hardcore rockers. Let's just kick the fuck out of the show. You know, I love it, man.
Right on, brother. Right on. Yeah, we try really hard to rock our friends, and that's what we do. You know, we keep rocking, and times are tough, times are hard, but here's your fucking music, man. Like, here you go.
Right on. Cole, what I'd like to do is, first off, let's try to get a little information about yourself, about the band. You know, I've got some questions I'd like to ask you. We're going to play some songs throughout the interview off the album Medicine Man. So what I'd like to do is turn the floor over to you, brother.
Okay. Well, kudos go out to Bill Chavis, the record company and everything that's been with Snake Eyes for so long. I, as all the fans know, I've changed members through the albums, and just because, you know, different sounds, different things and different times, and all my brothers, from the very first guys to these guys, love them all. You know, the new guys I got, I'm honored to play with the big Cam McLeod. He's a RCA recording artist, White Wolf, and, a great guy to work with, great guitarist, great friend, and for all that you don't know, he's also the producer of the last Snake Eye 7 album and this Snake Eye 7 album. So, and then we've got the new singer, Danny Dean. He's a great guy to work with, great lyricist, great everything, and love the guy to pieces. And I cannot forget about my two compadres there, the rhythm section, Mike Silas and Eric Young on drums, man. Like, it's a pleasure to be with these guys. It's a pleasure to be, you know, at my age still playing hard rock music. And people ask me, why do you still do it? Well, I don't know. Just that's all I know how to do. So let's do that and see what happens, you know. Times are a little bit funny. There's not a lot of venues to play and everything. Things are shutting down. Rock and roll is getting lower and lower. But, hey, we love it. That's why we do it. And I hope you fans all love it.
That's awesome. You know, do you see a big difference between, you know, your hometown, you know, of Canada compared to the United States, you know, the fan base? Do you see an increase in the United States over the past years, or, you know, what's your feeling on that?
Overall, it's been the same. You know, North America's always been kind of warm and wonderful to us, you know. But recently we've been getting a lot more interest in Europe, and I know from conversations with Bill that they've been asking us to come over there. So I think that's on our agenda. You know, we want to do what we can to please our fans, and it's not only them. It's pleasing to ourselves as well, you know, to rock out, you know, and be there in the happening. Just unfortunately nowadays, the happening isn't a lot like it used to be.
The first song I'd like to talk about is called Can You Hear Me Calling? Can you give the listeners some history about that song?
You betcha I can. You know, through all the years of, you know, being in rock and roll and everything, there's a lot of bad things happen to people, you know, and they pass on and everything. And I just see, you know, observe people, you know, and they're calling to the missed loved ones and they're suffering and everything. And I just thought, hey, I could write a song about that, man. And Bill Chavis always says, how come all the songs on your albums are always about death and people gone? And I said, well, for one thing, we're a hard rock band, and that's cool. Death is cool, I guess. I don't know. But not really. You know, I just saw people suffering and missing their loved ones. And it was a song for everyone that misses a loved one. Hey, can you hear me calling? Because I'm here, and I still love you, and I miss you, and I'm calling you.
That's an amazing history about that song because, you know, like you stated, man, there's so many people out there that are hurting, you know, that have lost loved ones. You know, it's something, it's life. It's no one said it was going to be easy, right?
That's right. And like on the first album, Photos of the Dead, the same thing. You go to a funeral, you get a photo of a dead person. And for a while there, I had a whole bunch of them sitting on my dresser in my bedroom, you know, having a drink and looking at all these fucking pictures of dead friends and people and everything. So I wrote Photos of the Dead, and that was the album off, the song off the first album.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you what, brother. Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear. Can You Hear Me Calling with Snake Eyes 7. Crank it up here.
Rock it out, Jim.
On Power Rock Podcast.
You give me a sign.
Welcome back. We are with Cole, the Madman Stevens. Dude, just an awesome, amazing tune, man. I love it. I of course, love all the guitar work, the lyrics, the vocals are amazing. Very well done, man. Just kudos, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. I gotta give it to my band members. They really shine, you know. It's not just all me. It's the boys, man. They make it just as much as I do. Thank you very much, Jim.
You're welcome. Cole, question I'd like to ask you is this, man. What was that defining moment in your life that made you want to become a rock and roll guitarist?
The defining moment. I guess the defining moment was seeing the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
What do you think was one of your most memorable live shows?
Kiss. It blew my fucking mind, man. It was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Right.
Nobody did that shit.
I
Nobody.
Know. Right on, man. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember seeing T-Rex, and I thought, wow, I'm in for something else, man. And
right on.
It sucked, actually. And there you go, speaking ill of the dead, right? Anyways, no, Kiss blew my fucking mind. What the fuck is going on here?
Cole, in your opinion, what defines a successful record?
People loving it and digging it and listening to it, I guess, and the reward from it is seeing monetary gain from it, I imagine, but times are really different now, and that's all kind of a wayside thing, you know?
All right, the next track I'd like to talk about is called The Critic. Can you give us some history on that one?
You know, I'll give you a little story about it. I mean, when we were looking for a new vocalist, Danny come by and sang a few songs off the first and second album and kind of looked at him. I said, listen, I got to see what you like on the spot. I said, here's the music, and you got 15 minutes, and we'll come back into the studio. We'll go out for a smoke and a pancake or whatever the fuck we were doing, and we'll come back in. And when we came in, that's a song that Danny wrote, and he said, here it is. I said, okay, let's play the music. And he sang it away, The Critic. And this is his feelings about how he feels about things. I got to leave it to Danny. That was a good one on him.
And here it is, The Critic with Snake Eye 7. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Save you.
Welcome back again. We are with Cole, the Madman Stevens. And, dude, like I stated, man, I picked out these tracks, the whole album again. I don't want to sound like a fucking robot, but the whole album is amazing. But these are the ones that just impacted
me
the most.
And thank you, brother.
You're welcome, man. It's hard when you hear a new album, man, and, you know, every song. You know, I had for 3 days or 4 days, I forget how long it was. Maybe even a week, I'm going through the album, I'm listening to it and going, man, I want that one, man, and I'm going, shit, what, and this is what I came up with, you know, like I said, I gotta give Medicine Man, you know, a 10, brother, you know, all day long.
Thank you, Jimbo.
You got
the
it, brother.
Fucking rocks.
All right.
10 will take, man, 10 will take.
All right. What is one piece of musical advice that forever changed your way of thinking?
I guess it was the moment that somebody told me I was playing the song wrong and I should get it the fuck right. That defined when I really thought, yeah, okay, I better work on that a bit more, right? Yeah, that's about it.
That's actually hilarious, man. I'm sorry, but it really is.
No, it's all good, dude.
The next track I want to talk about is called What About Peace? How about some history?
Well, What About Peace is kind of a real sentimental song for me. The person that inspired me with that has passed on, and there was a picture of that person, and they were making a peace sign, and I was playing my guitar, and just What About Peace come by, you know, like, what about peace? You don't see anybody shining the peace symbol at you anymore. It's always the fucking big bird, you know, like, fuck you, fuck off, fuck you, fuck you. What about peace? Hey, peace, man.
Right.
It's something that was there, you know?
Yeah, this world has really become a dog-eat-dog world, and our ass is a milk bone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the story of the song.
And here it is. What About Peace with Snake Eye 7. Crank it up.
walking line, battle cry, hope to never die. Fighting with our reason. Battle cries, not to lose, win at any cost. Wars of the season. This right of power, their finest hour. This is the second coming of the glory. With a reason. Battle cross, life to love, win at any cost. Wars of the season. This rank of power, their finest hour. This is the second coming of the glory of man. A sudden institution.
Again, we are back with Cole the Madman Stevens, and kick-ass tune, brother.
Thank you. Thank
All right. Cole, let me ask you this. Has there ever been a point in your life where you had lost the interest in playing? And if so, what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
Well, I got to ask you, Jim. Never. I always had the hunger to play, and I just keep going. And that's all there is to it. I love doing it. There's nothing like loud Marshall amplification behind you and a big Les Paul or, a Flying V or something, and you just pounding the fuck out of it, There's just, you can't get that high from any other thing. Always loved it.
Okay. Hey, what can your fans expect from Snake Eyes 7 here in the near future?
Well, if and when we're around your area and we're playing some shows, you can expect a good, clean, hard rock show. Just right in your face, done nice, done well, loving it every minute of it.
Have you ever played the States?
Yes, we have. In the early days, we did quite a few festivals around the Chicago and Minneapolis area, and we're loved.
Well, you got to get down to the New York area, man.
Well, we'll see about going stateside this year, but there's not right now. It's not in the cards. But with this new album, we're hopeful that the momentum will grow.
All right. Next track I'd like to talk about is called The Kill. Can you give us some history on that?
You betcha. That's a tune that really sticks out in the album, and it's a really strong song. Cam and Danny come up with that, and it's a pleasure to play, and it's a real good, strong rocker, and I hope all the fans give it a chance and love it.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Here it is. The Kill with Snake Eyes 7. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. We'll be right back. again, we are back with Cole the Madman Stevens. And, you know, just as I say, you know, crank it up, turn it to 11, you know? I mean, let your ears bleed.
That's it, right, buddy? That's the way we do it when we're playing live. That's the way we do it when we're rehearsing. And that's the way we lay it down for you fans on an album.
Cole, what do you think makes Snake Eyes 7 unique?
Unique? I don't know if we're unique. We're just another hard rock band out there. Our interpretation of the songs and the music and the form of it is the way the recipe goes with the five guys that are doing it. And there's no real razzmanazz about it. It's just doing what you love to do, and it comes out for the listeners.
Cole, what I'd like to do is ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and close it out. What type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
You know, that's funny you ask that. The legacy of just being a solid, honest rocker, you know? No bullshit, no fucking around. Here you go. Here's some songs. And I hope they become timeless and people listen to them from now until forever. That's what I hope for.
That's a great answer, man, and I admire that. And Cole, with that being said, man, sincerely want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you giving me this opportunity to talk with you. It's always a pleasure to speak with such amazing artists such as yourself, man. And if I may, brother, I'd like to use the word prayer. I pray that God keeps blessing you guys, that that you know, you just keep rocking the stage, doing what you do, that he just looks over you guys, and that he just keeps you solid and strong, brother.
Right on. Groovy, Jimmy. Groovy.
All right. Well, there you have it. An interview with Cole the Madman Stevens, guitarist of Snake Eyes 7. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we are going to play one more song. This song here is called Speaking Ill of the Dead. Peace.